Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 88 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. My name is Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. We are going to be talking about video ads, one of my favorite type of Facebook ads, and that is Facebook video ads. We talked a little bit about them here on the show before, but I really want to dive into them today because if you are advertising your business on Facebook today, you cannot ignore video ads any longer. Specifically, we're going to get into how to double your ROI with Facebook video ads. So we're going to be talking about why video needs to be part of your Facebook ad strategy right now, how to use Facebook video ads to attract qualified leads and then convert those leads into paying customers, including we're going to talk about Facebook's new, brand new actually, when I'm recording this, video engagement retargeting. Really, really cool stuff. And I'm going to go as far as say this is game changing for what Facebook has come out with here with their new engagement retargeting. We're going to talk about best practices for highly converting video ads like length, content, production, etc. Setting up your video ads for success, what to do once your video ads are running, looking at the right types of stats that Facebook makes available to us. And we're also going to talk a little bit about Facebook Live, what it is, how easy it is to use, and also how quickly you can turn your Facebook Live videos into a Facebook video ad, something I've been experimenting a little bit with, and it is really, really powerful stuff. So let's start right off with why Facebook video ads. And I want to run through some stats here for you. Remember, there's over 1.6 billion monthly users on Facebook, over a billion of which, that's over a billion of which are on Facebook every single day. And 1.5 billion of those monthly active users are mobile users. This is really, really key when we are talking about video ads on Facebook, because 100, check this out, 100 million hours of video are being watched every day on Facebook. That's 100 million hours per day. I think, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I think the number for YouTube videos that are being watched every day, I think is like 600 million hours per day. So Facebook is catching up to that number really, really quickly. And as we're going to kind of talk about here in this episode, Facebook has really been putting a big emphasis on video on the platform, and that is not going to be changing anytime soon. Talking about the mobile users, 75%, so three quarters of all video views are happening on mobile. So if you're advertising, you know, if you're going to be using video ads, you've got to be in the very least focusing the placement on the mobile newsfeed. Okay. And according to a study by Cisco, it's estimated that mobile video is going to account for 75% of total mobile traffic by 2020. That's crazy. That's crazy. So you've got to be focusing on mobile. And so what does that mean for your video ads? In addition to you want to make sure that your video ads are on the mobile placement, you've got to be optimizing your landing pages and your sales pages and all that stuff for the mobile experience. You know, that really kind of goes without saying at this point. So continuing on with a few more stats here, the average person in the US is spending 20 minutes a day on Facebook. 5 new Facebook profiles are created every second on Facebook. 300 million photos are being uploaded every day. Why am I sharing all these stats with you? Because your customers are on Facebook. I mean, if I'm the Facebook ads guy, and we talk about this a lot. So if you don't know this already, your customers are on Facebook. It's just a matter of, you know, finding them with the proper targeting and getting in front of them with the right type of message. And also what these stats show is that these Facebook users are engaged and they're watching video. So that's why it's a great opportunity for us to be using Facebook video ads in our Facebook ads campaigns. Video is really great and very effective because it's a great way to connect with your target customers on a personal level. You know, something that you cannot do with a standard image ads. Video ads tend to be very engaging. You can add value in a way that you can't with image ads. They're great for using to move people along your sales funnel. So if you're starting people out with a value-based video, which we're going to talk about here in a couple of minutes, where we're teaching something and then we can re-engage them down the road. So they watch your video and maybe they don't take the action that you want them to take, like opt into whatever your download or your webinar or whatever it is. You can retarget those people and then get them further along your sales funnel. So they're a great way to do that. They're great for both awareness and conversions these days. Another cool thing is they're great for testimonials. So if you are retargeting people who have visited your sales page, for example, but haven't bought, you could show those people a video ad with video testimonials that you might have of your customers. Really, really powerful stuff. And as I mentioned before, video is a huge focus for Facebook right now and has been for a little while. And that means more emphasis on video being shown higher and more times in the newsfeed. So if all these stats don't convince you to start testing video ads in your ad campaigns, I don't know what will. So when you start thinking about creating video ads, which you are going to, this is a Jedi mind trick now, you are going to, right, start creating video ads in your ad campaigns if you're not already, you know, you've got to, just like any kind of Facebook ads, really, you've got to consider the mindset of Facebook users. We have to remember that people are on Facebook to share with their friends and family. You know, they're sharing things like updates and pictures and videos, etc. So people aren't really onto Facebook to shop necessarily. So as an advertiser, we are going to be interrupting their experience. So what does this mean for your video ads? Well, this is a good opportunity for us to lead with value first. You know, educating your target audience in a fun and casual way while you are doing that value add, while you're giving that education and teaching whatever it is that you want to be teaching in your niche. It's a casual platform. So we need to approach our advertising, not just video ads, really all of our Facebook advertising. We need to approach it from a casual and fun perspective, because that's what the type of platform Facebook is. So I want to share another study with you here. According to a study, this is really interesting, that Facebook did with Nielsen, they found that 47% of the value in a video campaign was delivered in the first 3 seconds, while up to 74% of the value was delivered in the first 10 seconds. That's pretty crazy stuff. So why is that important to know? Like, you know, all right, great. Hearing those stats are all well and good, but why is it important? Well, we can use that information when we're creating our video ads. We've got to catch people's attention very quickly. And because videos will appear auto-playing muted, so that when they appear in your newsfeed, they're going to be playing automatically. They're going to be muted, so you can't, people won't be able to hear the video. We need to visually catch their attention right from the start of your video. So those first 10 seconds or so of your video are really, really critical to get their attention. You've got to get their attention in some sort of visual way, because they're likely going to be catching that video without any, you know, they won't likely have clicked that mute button to be able to hear it. Now, if you're a larger brand and you're creating video ads, or maybe you have TV spots already, the best way to ensure that video, you know, creative is going to work in the mobile newsfeed environment is to build with mobile in mind from the start. And this is really going back to what I was talking about at the top of the episode, where, you know, where I was going through all those stats. You know, when you, when we're talking about, you know, really against, really in addition to video ads, you know, just any kind of Facebook advertising, really any kind of advertising in general right now, you've got to be thinking about the mobile, you know, the mobile platform, you know, for your ads, whether it's the ad itself, and the landing page, you know. So, if you are, you know, like I said, you're a larger brand and you're working with TV spots that you might have, when you don't have the opportunities to start from scratch on maybe mobile video assets, something to do that would be kind of smart, the smart way to use those assets is basically cutting and editing and reworking those long form video ads, into something that's mobile friendly, that can get into the mobile feed and work as a mobile ad rather than a long form video ad. That can be a really fast and effective way to, you know, to create those video ads, just cutting and editing those longer form things. What you say is kind of transition here a little bit. What you say in your video is, I get that question all the time. Okay, Rick, well, I'm going to be doing video ads, but what should I say in the actual video? Well, that's really going to depend on what the goal of your ad campaign is. You know, are you promoting an event, a webinar? Are you promoting a sale? Are you trying to get someone to download something? You know, so what you say is really going to depend on what that, what the overall goal of your campaign is. And I kind of want to take you through sort of the anatomy of a very simple, this is a very simplified, yet highly converting video ad. So say within the first 10 seconds, as I mentioned, you really want to get people's attention visually. Use captions, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. Maybe it's hand motions, like where you're pointing to your ear, some sort of graphics, et cetera. You want to get people's attention so that they're clicking that mute button so that they can hear what you're going to be saying in your video, you know. And keep in mind, if you're going to be putting text on the screen, the same rule goes for the whole 20% text rule. So the first, I think it's like the first 30 seconds, this really goes back and forth. I've heard a number of different policies on this, but I think it's like the first 30 seconds of your video can't be taken up by more than 20% text on the video screen itself, okay? So that's the first 10 seconds. Then say 10 to 15-ish seconds. Again, this is sort of a ballpark here. You want to introduce yourself and establish some credibility. You know, who are you and what have you done and why should people listen to you? You know, pose a question at that point that you can solve for them, but yet that person who's watching the video might be having an issue with. Now, keep in mind here, we still have to abide by Facebook's policies here when we're talking about, you know, we can't call somebody out for, you know, for a short, we can't make any kind of insinuations about the person. So we have to be really careful there as well. Just like we would in our standard written ad copy, we've got to abide by those policies within the within our video ad itself, okay? So roughly first, within the 10 to 15 second range, introduce yourself and establish credibility. Why should people listen to you? You know, what's the issue that you're going to be solving for them? Who are you and what have you done? You know, let people know why they should be continuing to watch that video. Then in that 15 second to say 45 seconds-ish, get right in the problem that you're going to be solving and plant a seed to the solution that you have. You know, you want to hit the fear that your target audience has, but again, all within Facebook's ads policies. And, you know, what a good practice might be is consider mentioning, say, 3 to 5 problems or common frustrations that people have and then how you can solve them. And this is one of those points where if you do maybe have a video testimonial from one of your customers, this might be a good time to include that. And don't worry, I'm going to tell you actually at the end of this episode here how you can get this anatomy here that we're going through. So that's the 15 to 45 second range. Get right in the problem that you're going to be solving and plant a seed to the solution that you have. You know, hit that sort of fear that your target audience has, and consider mentioning a few of those common frustrations that they have. And then maybe this might be a good time to test out having a video testimonial from one of your customers saying how you have helped them. Then in that 45 second to 90 second time frame, tell your audience what you want them to do. Be very clear. What are you offering? What's your hook? And tell them what you want them to do. And then in that 90 seconds plus time frame, that's when you transition into your solution and your call to action. What do you want them to do? You want them to go to your website to download something, sales page, whatever it is. Transition into how you can solve their problem, and you know what the call to action is. Now, as I mentioned before, as far as teaching goes, by the way, that is the anatomy of a very simple yet highly converting video ad. Of course, it can take really any form that you want. I think the most important thing that I want you to take away from that is really within that first 10 seconds, you've got to get their attention visually so that they're engaged with the video to keep watching. Okay. And a great way to engage them is to teach something in your video. You know, Facebook loves this when you teach in your video, because you're adding value to its users. And as we've talked about a lot here on the podcast, Facebook is first and foremost protecting the user experience. So they want us advertisers approaching our advertising from a perspective of adding value. And when we're teaching in our videos, that's a great way of adding value to its users. And then at the end of the video, after you've been teaching and giving value, then you can promote your offer, whatever that is. People really see your users who are going to be watching this video are going to really see this as goodwill, because you are teaching them something right then and there. And then the people that really watch the video and spend, watch through the video towards the end, those are the people who are most likely to take action, and they're more qualified because they've taken the time to consume your video. If somebody has watched your, say, 4-minute video, that's a pretty qualified person. And that, even though that person, maybe that cost per lead might cost you a little bit more to get that person, they're a whole lot more qualified than somebody who's just watching, say, 20 seconds or so of the video. Okay. So let's kind of shift gears here again, and let's answer a couple of common questions that really come up a lot when considering a video ad. And that first question is, how long should the video be? Well, you're not going to like my answer here, but there's really no right or wrong when it comes to the length of your video. It's got to be as long as it needs to be. I mean, it might be 90 seconds. It might be 9 minutes. You know, I've seen videos that have done extremely well that are 6, 9, 12 minutes long. It really depends on what you are trying to accomplish in your video. So it really needs to be as long as it needs to be. And I would really, again, focus on adding value in that video. Another question that comes up a lot is, do you need to be in front of the camera? Well, no, you absolutely don't need to be in front of the camera. However, I will say this, you know, because a lot of people, myself included, they don't really like to be in front of the camera. You know, it takes a lot for them to get in front of the camera. And if that's you, totally cool. You are not alone. But I will say this, you know, yes, you can use like a keynote presentation or a PowerPoint presentation. You can totally do that. But if you are going to do that, I want to challenge you to at least get in front of the camera for the first minute or so before you transition into the presentation. And the reason for that kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier as to why people are on Facebook. It's a casual platform. People are sharing, you know, updates and pictures and videos, personal pictures and videos of themselves with their friends and family. So if they see you in front of the camera as at first and then transition into a presentation, it's more likely, I was going to say not proven, but more likely going to convert higher for you and engage more people because they're seeing a person in front on the video first rather than going right into a presentation. So I would consider testing getting in front of the camera first and then transitioning into your presentation. Now, what kind of equipment do you need? This is another obstacle that I hear from people is that, you know, well, I don't have the resources to hire a production crew or anything like that. Heck no, you don't need anything like that. our smartphones these days. I'm holding my, just picked up my iPhone 6 right here, and the video camera in these things are, they're amazing. You know, they're as good as probably, they have a Canon 60D, I think it is. I'm not a camera guy, as you can see, if that's the wrong model that I have. I think it's a Canon 60D, I think. It's a really, really good camera, but I would argue that the phone, the video in my iPhone 6 is pretty darn good, if not as good as, you know, better than the Canon. So in our smartphones these days, in our Android devices, we have really, really good cameras. Use the camera in your smartphone if it makes sense for your business. Now, if it doesn't make sense, if that brand, you know, if the quality of the video that is going to come out of your iPhone, which is going to be very high, again, if it doesn't align with your particular brand, then yes, maybe consider, you know, hiring some sort of a crew to shoot your video. But for most of us, we don't need that. Grab our phone. I bought a $20 lavalier mic off of Amazon that I will link up to in the show notes page. It works great. So don't let the equipment be an obstacle for you to start creating your video ads. You really don't need a whole lot. Most of us have the heck. I mean, grab the earbuds, the ones that comes with your the white ones that come with our Apple iPhone. Grab those things and start recording. Don't let that be an obstacle for you. Okay, so let's move into setting up your Facebook video ads. And the first thing that we've talked a lot about this in the podcast before, so I want to kind of just re-mention this again, is you definitely want to upload your video directly to Facebook. Don't just share like your YouTube link. Upload the video directly to Facebook. That allows us, which we're going to talk about here in a second, Facebook to build a retargeting audience of people who are engaging with your video. It is what allows Facebook to give us metrics on the video and so forth. So upload your video directly to Facebook. This is another one too. If your goal is to get conversions when you're setting up your video ad, choose the objective that aligns with what you're trying to do. Even though it's a video ad, it doesn't mean that you have to use video views as your objective. Now, if your objective of the campaign is awareness, like meaning you just want as many people to see your video as possible, and you don't care what the objective, you don't care what if they take an action, then video views is great. But if your goal is to get conversions, if your goal is to drive traffic to your website, choose the objective that most aligns with what you are trying to achieve. So if you're trying to get conversions, do website conversions. If you're trying to do clicks to website, or if you're trying to do drive traffic, it's clicks to website. Now, at the time that I'm recording this, Facebook is rolling out some adjustments to the objectives. So this might be a little bit different when this episode does come out. But just keep that in mind. Choose the goal that most aligns with whatever your objective is, okay? Let's talk about captions. And we talked about this earlier when we were talking about, you know, one way to get and to engage the people who are watching your videos is to have text at the bottom of your video, show captions of what you are saying. And Facebook has found, not really surprisingly, that captioned video ads increase video view time by an average of 12.4%. That's a lot, you know. So again, that's not really surprising, but if you have captions on your video of what you are saying, that's going to increase the engagement on your video. And if you don't already have this, I don't have it yet. I know they're rolling it out right now, but Facebook is releasing their own tool that will make adding captions to your video even easier. So when you upload your video to Facebook, they're going to give you an option. They're going to ask you if you want them to provide captions for your video. Up until this point, we had to use like a transcription service to create an SRT file. And I tried doing this I've tried doing this before, and it frankly was not very easy. I did not have a good experience with it. So Facebook has gotten really smart about this, and they are taking this in-house now and going to be doing it for you. This is another example of Facebook's focus on video, that they're going to be doing the captioning for you. I think it's going to take like up to 48 hours. So just keep that in mind if you're going to be doing video and you want to take advantage of their own captioning, make sure you give yourself a little buffer of time before when you're submitting your ads and then when you want to actually start them. So that's going to be a really game-changing new feature that Facebook is rolling out. Another game-changing functionality that I was alluding to earlier is you can now build retargeting audiences based on the length of time that people are engaging with your video. This is super cool, guys. If you haven't seen this yet, it's in Ads Manager. So when you're setting up your ad, again, in Ads Manager under Tools, select Audiences, and it's just like you're creating a new custom audience, a new retargeting audience. And the option is called Engagement on Facebook. And so when you select that, you can create retargeting audiences of people who are engaged with videos that you're using on Facebook, whether that's on your page or whether that's video ads that you have run or that you're running. So you can set up an audience to retarget people who have viewed your ad at least 3 seconds, people who have viewed at least 10 seconds of your video, and then you can also people who have viewed at least 25%, 50%, 75%, or 95%. So people who have viewed at least those percentages of your video, you can set retargeting audiences up for those people. You know, why is this game changing? Because the longer that somebody's watching your video, obviously, the more engaged that they're going to be. And so if they don't take the action that you want them to while they're watching your video, you know, if they don't go to your landing page or whatever your call to action is, now you can retarget them based on how long they're watching your video to move them further along your sales funnel. This is a super cool opportunity that Facebook has recently rolled out. When I'm recording this, I think they just rolled this out. They rolled it out probably about 3 weeks ago. So this is brand new stuff. And I think that these are the types of functionalities and advancements that Facebook is going to continue to come out with and continue to refine here as we go along, not only here in 2016, but next year as well. So that section we just kind of went through is setting up your video ads. Now let's talk about once your ads are running and go through a few different stats that you want to be looking at. So Facebook does give, they've done a really good job of giving us access to some great stats to determine how effective our video ads are once they're running. And so what you do in Ads Manager is you go to the performance dropdown, and then you can go to the customized columns. And then on the left-hand side there's going to be a videos option. And then they're going to give you a bunch of different stats there, like videos actions, they call it. So you can do things like clicks to play, how many video views, the average percent of video viewed, average duration, how many 30-second views, etc. The two that I really like personally are the average duration of the video viewed. So it's going to give you a number of seconds, and also the average percent of video viewed. Now, this is a little bit different. This is different from the retargeting audience because this is giving you overall, you know, stats on the video ads that you are running. Now, how do you use this information? Well, if you know that the average duration of a video of your video ad that's being viewed is, say, 42 seconds, and your video ad is 3 minutes long, and your call to action isn't until, you know, 2 minutes and 45 seconds, well, that means that no one's getting to your call to action. You know, your video isn't very engaging to keep those people engaged with the video to get to that call to action point. So use these stats to make educated decisions on what you should be doing, maybe what you should be updating and changing with your video. So as you can see here, as we've been talking a lot about here, video is such a big focus for Facebook right now and has been for a little bit. Expect to see a lot of these enhancements and opportunities continue when it comes to video and video ads on Facebook. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, an example of this that is the whole Facebook Live thing, you know, something that we should definitely stop and talk about for a second here. Even though it's not a video ad per se, you can turn the Facebook Live video that you do into a video ad. My experience thus far with Facebook Live is it's super easy. It's really engaging. People love it. I liked Periscope. I didn't use it a ton. One thing I didn't like about it necessarily was the You know, when the comments came up on the Periscope video, you had to catch them right away or they were gone. Whereas with, you know, with Facebook Live, the comments I find are much, much easier to kind of catch and engage with. So Facebook Live is really, really an easy platform, great to provide value. You know, you get on there, you know, you can do it obviously a couple of different ways. You can schedule a time, which I've found to be really, really good. If you let people know, hey, I'm going to be on live streaming at a certain time, people will look to join you at that time, or, you know, whatever you're up to. If you're inspired to jump on video and start talking to your target audience, people love it. And it's a great way also to think about leveraging and repackaging your content. So if you do Facebook Live, how could you leverage that video that you've just created into a blog post or social media mentions that you can send out? Or, you know, maybe you cut the audio out of it and use that as a podcast episode. There's all different ways to leverage and always be thinking. Leveraging is something that I've been really focusing on over the past month here, and is a big focus of mine here in the second half of 2016, where how can we leverage and repackage the content that we are creating, so that we don't have to, you know, be so focused and siloed in all the different pieces of content that we are creating. So Facebook Live is a great way to create content on the fly and then be able to leverage and repackage it, you know, once you have done that video. The other thing, talking about video ads, which obviously is what we're talking about here in this episode, is once you're done your Facebook Live video, you can then turn around and turn that into a video ad. And this is really, really powerful stuff, because once your video is done, I do recommend, if you didn't have a clear call to action, you know, add a call to action onto the video. Maybe it's at the end of the video. Add a call to action to it. You can add a call to action button on the video, and then you can add some text to it, some ad copy essentially, and turn that little bad boy into a video ad. So again, another way to leverage that content that you're creating on Facebook Live. So if you're not yet experimenting with Facebook Live, I highly recommend that you do it. Very, very impressed with it so far. And again, it's been out for a little while now, but not a super long time. But I've been really, really happy with it, and I know that the engagement and people that have been, you know, my audience showing the video live to Facebook Live video to, they've really liked it as well. So check that out if you have not already. Start testing that in your business. So to kind of wrap up here, I mentioned earlier that I took you through the anatomy of a highly converting Facebook video ad, just a really, really simple anatomy of a highly converting video ad. I've also put together a sample video script for you. So if you'd like to get, I created a cheat sheet for you. So it's the anatomy of a highly converting Facebook video ad, as well as a sample video ad script that you can use. I've had several people, I've gotten some funny messages from people. They're like, dude, I used that script and I just started seeing conversions come through, and this stuff actually works. Well, yes, of course. So if you'd like to download your own cheat sheet that includes the anatomy of a highly converting video, a Facebook video ad, as well as a sample video ad script, text AOPT88 to 44222. Again, that's text AOPT88 to 44222. You can also go over to the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/88, and you can download this cheat sheet right there as well. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. As you can tell here, I love talking about video ads. Facebook is just getting going with this stuff. So if you are not yet on board, I want to challenge you to get Facebook video ads into your Facebook ad strategy. Start doing some and see how they affect your results. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Coming up in the next episode, we're going to be talking with a woman by the name of Carrie Swetmon, who has built a really successful Facebook ads management business for herself. She's a solopreneur, she's built out a team, and she is really crushing it in her business. We're going to be talking about how she's done it, what kind of challenges that she's faced, and what she's doing now to scale her business. I get a lot of questions about how to become a Facebook ads manager, and we're going to be answering that with a case study coming up in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.